Paul, here we are at the end of what has been another hugely successful Legends at Rosapenna. Before we look at the overall event, the back nine didn't go the way you wanted it. You were in contention right up to the 18th.
Yeah, well, I kind of lost at 7, 8, 9. You know, I made three bogeys in a row there, put me from leading it to being behind, and I never was able to catch up from there. I was always kind of behind the eight ball from there. So it's disappointing. I'm very disappointed, but I'm sure a lot of players are too. You know, that tournament was there for the winning, but conditions were very difficult and mistakes were frequent. You know, yeah. We all made mistakes, and I made too many today at five bogeys.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of people out following you today as well, so there was a huge Donegal support for you.
Yeah, it's great. I knew that was going to be the case, and it was great to have them out there. I'm sorry I didn't deliver for them. I did have the win in this tournament, and just didn't get the job done. Didn't get it done, you know. Lost the ball today as well too, which is always going to hurt you in the last round of a tournament in contention. But anyway, it was fun. It was a battle. It was a grind, and you know, sometimes that's fun.
Yeah, and Philip Price, a worthy winner as well. He was runner up here last year, and he went a step better this year.
Yeah, I mean, very different scoring, you know. He wins with level par this year. He won 15 under par last year and he didn't win. It just shows you the effect that the weather can have and how difficult a golf course can be when the wind blows, particularly these links courses.
Yeah. Are you for Thornbury now next week? Are you going to play there?
Yeah, I'm for Thornbury, yeah. I mean, I've played very little golf, so I'm kind of playing my way into it. And a little bit more golf under my belt, and I might have been more competitive today than I was. But nonetheless, you know, I put up a decent performance this week, and you know, I'll rise again.
Yeah. Okay, let's look at the tournament overall. You're the host here. It's been a brilliant week, so it has. I'm sure it's been a tiring week for you as well. A lot of effort's gone on it, Paul.
Yeah, a tiring week. A lot of guests, obviously, you know, a lot of people have come from America to be here, and just trying to make sure everybody's looked after, and all my family as well, too. Relations, there's obviously a lot around too. And so it's good looking after everybody, and, you know, I was happy to do that. I knew that it was going to drain my battery doing all that, but that's part of being the host. And but it was fun to be able to do it in Donegal. And it probably did affect my performance a bit as my energy levels went down as the week went on. But nonetheless, you know, that's the consequences that you have. And I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be in Donegal. Casey's have put on a phenomenal event as always. And very proud to shine a spotlight up here in Donegal.
Yeah, has the event hit the targets that you wanted it to, Paul?
I think so, yeah, except for me winning. that was a target that I missed. Yeah. But so many other ones were good, you know, huge interest in social media, and everybody, every single person who played seemed to have so much fun, even though the conditions were so difficult, you know, because of the wind. It wasn't so much rain, it was just a strong wind, and it was blowing across the course, and it made the golf course play really difficult.
Yeah. It's not back next year. Do you hope at some stage to take the Legends back to maybe Rosapenna or even some other course in Donegal? Because this is a county that you hold very close to your heart, Paul.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep shining the spotlight on Donegal through the lens of golf as much as I can. And any opportunity I can to do that, whether it's hosting another tournament down the road or not, we'll have to wait and see. You know, we got some great product here now. We all know that, if you want to call golf a product. You know, some of these golf courses are improving. We got the bones of some great courses here. You know, some upgrades are needed on some of them, and that's happening at the moment. There's reinvestment coming in. You heard Falch Ireland now, and Tourism Ireland are starting to spend more and more money up here promoting Donegal as the Southwest has become so popular. And, you know, one thing is very, very clear, you know, golf brings, you know, hundreds of millions into the economy in terms of revenues. So it's really important that the government spend money in golf, because that's what, you know, as I say, brings a lot of revenue into the exchequer, and everybody wins when that's the case. So Donegal, I said at the start of the week, if Donegal was a stock, I'd be buying it, and I'm still saying it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we thoroughly enjoyed our week here broadcasting from the Rosapenna and the Legends. Paul, many congratulations on a hugely successful event.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for Donegal coming out and supporting me and supporting the event.